Hi there. I'm Mary Mansey. Welcome to another edition of the phone-in program where we talk about talking, speaking of language. Call us with your questions. The number is 0203-444-666 and calls are free. In the studio with us today is Professor Evans from the UK. Welcome, sir.
Thanks. Good morning, Mary.
How long have you studied language and the way we speak, sir?
I've been interested in words and how we use them since I was a small boy. I grew up in the north of England, as you can hear from my accent. Now I live in a small town in Wales where people speak English with a strong Welsh accent. And my wife is Australian, so I hear three different English accents every day.
Okay, great. Now, let's go to our first caller. Good morning, ma'am.
Hi there, Mary. This is Lily Wang. I'm from Shanghai, but my husband is American, and we've just had our first baby. His name is John, and he's 5 months old.
Congratulations. What's your question, Lily?
Thanks. My question is, as I speak Chinese to him, and my husband speaks English to him, will he learn both languages, or will he speak Chinglish?
Will he speak what?
Chinglish. It means a mixture of Chinese and English. He hears both languages every day.
Don't worry, Lily. In the first 5 years of life, children find it easy to learn two languages. Even if those languages are very different, they don't have a problem. To a baby, no language is easier or more difficult than any other. For example, they all make the same sounds at the same age. One of the first sounds all babies make is ma. Ma is the word for mother in almost every language. He will probably say ma quite soon. When he is older, he will be bilingual and speak both languages perfectly. And without an accent, too. Lucky boy.
Oh, thank you. That is good news. I must go now. He needs me. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Lily. And baby John.
Tingroom.com